This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now with your great question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 to get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question as well for CJ and Malia, or like to set up an appointment with Klaus Financial, don't forget that initial conversation at Klaus, it is complimentary to you. All you got to do is give them a call at the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And as mentioned, joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well, CJ. Great to see you and talk with you. And Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Just wearing my warm coat this morning.
It's been a chilly past couple mornings. Although it looks like the weekend we've got a warm up. Whereas if we're going to have a warm up, weekends are the best time for them. So
that's right.
Chilly day going on here. And we've got a great conversation about RMDs. And of course, we start getting into these cooler months, starting to get towards year end. People start looking at being giving and some options for them. And we'll talk about that when it comes to RMDs. We'll do that a little bit later, actually, in the program. This will be kind of our overall conversation this week. Before we get to that, though, Klaus Quiz Question Week, always popular, always a lot of fun. This week, another great opportunity to win a great prize, a $25 gift card to Starbucks from our friends at Klaus Financial. Don't forget, when we do the Klaus Quiz Question Week, typically both the question and answer come up during the program. Be listening at the end of the show. We'll explain exactly how you can win that $25 gift card to Starbucks. And before we talk RMDs and, of course, donations, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah. So last week we talked about, you know, what you need to do to secure health insurance should you retire sooner than 5, because we talked about Medicare and what age that can start at. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Congratulations to our big winner last week. It was Peggy of Madison. She correctly answered, at what age is one eligible for Medicare coverage? Is it age 62 or age 65? And she correctly answered age 65. So listen carefully today, and you might be our new winner.
Congratulations, Peggy, and a great chance to win a $25 gift card a little bit later on the program to Starbucks. So as mentioned, we're going to talk about the various ways folks can, you know, when you're in retirement, you might have those RMDs. And of course, if you're in that habit of donating to your favorite charities, you might want to consider that with regards to taxes, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So this is an exciting topic for us, not so much the RMDs, which is required minimum distributions, but more the ability to do what are called QCDs, or qualified charitable distributions, to be thinking about how you can be philanthropic and get a tax benefit along the way. So Malia will be talking more about that as we go throughout the show in terms of the mechanics of what a QCD is all about. But before we discuss the charitable part, let's first set the stage with required minimum distributions, known as RMDs, and understand kind of what it's all about. So along with the passing of the SECURE Act, which went into effect on January 1st of 2020, there were some changes with regards to the RMD schedule. Remember that RMDs are designed to ensure that investments in your IRAs or pre-tax retirement accounts do not grow tax deferred forever. So this comes as a surprise to some when suddenly they hear, hey, you have to pull money out whether from your IRA, whether you need it or not. But again, the IRS wants to begin receiving the associated tax that have been deferred on these accounts at some point. And that's actually part of what got changed in the SECURE Act. So with the SECURE Act, the IRS now requires that most owners of IRAs withdraw part of their tax deferred savings each year after reaching the age of 72. So again, once you reach the age of 72 and every year thereafter, you have to pull out a required minimum distribution. Now, for those who have been around for a while, you know that it used to be 70 and a half. And that's part of what got changed as a byproduct of the SECURE Act is on January 1st of 2020. Now that age where you have to begin is age 72. And specifically, your first required minimum distribution must now be taken by April 1st following the year you turn age 72. So let me repeat that. your first RMD. So imagine that you turn 72, I don't know, we'll call it December 15th of this year, right? Hypothetically. And so technically you have a required distribution due for 2021. Well, in the first year in which you turn 72, which hypothetically would be this year, you have up until April 1st of next year to pull out that required distribution. However, that is the only exception to the rule. Every year thereafter, you have to complete your required distribution by December 31st. So again, the first year in which you turn RMD age, you have a little bit of a wiggle room, but every year thereafter, it has to be pulled out by December 31st. And here's the kicker, Sean. You've heard us talk a lot about this. Mm-hmm. If you withdraw less than your required minimum distribution by the due date, you may owe a 50% penalty on what you should have drawn out, on the difference of what you should have drawn out. So imagine this. You have a $5,000 RMD. You pull out $2,500 by the end of the year, but you forget about the other $2,500. You could literally be paying a $1,250 penalty on top of the fact that you still have to pull out the remaining $2,500 and pay taxes.
The IRS is not going to complain about that.
Right.
No.
And they don't. And by the way, they're somewhat reasonable. We've dealt with situations where it's like, oh, my mother passed away at the end of the year and I forgot it. They'll work with you. But what I'd say is most of the time, the answer of sorry, I forgot. They go, well, that's why they have the penalty, is to make sure you don't forget in the future years. So remember that your required minimum distribution is the minimum amount you have to pull out. You can always pull out more. So sometimes people come in and they go, oh, I hit 72 and everything's going to change. And we go, no, you're already pulling out enough to meet that minimum. So sometimes this is an issue for people. Other times it's not even something that shows up on your radar because you're already pulling out enough to meet that minimum distribution. So a couple final points is your withdrawals will be included as part of your taxable income. That's part of the reason the IRS requires you to pull it out. But there are some exclusions, which would be if you pull money out of a Roth IRA, that is not included as part of your taxable income. Or if for some crazy reason you had basis inside of your pre-tax retirement account, then that also would not be included. But that is exceptionally rare. So long story short, there is a place that you can go to the IRS website to look at what's called the Uniform Lifetime Table to try to kind of figure out what these required distributions will look like. But those tables are actually changing come January 1st of 2022 because they hadn't been updated in quite a while. And now the new tables, you can still go on that website, by the way, and see the new table. But long story short is you're going to be paying around 3.8%-ish in the first year that you turn 72. That'll be the required amount that you have to pull out of your pre-tax accounts. And so go to that website, take a look at how that calculation works, and feel free to call our office if you have questions.
Great information this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. So we've got a lay of the land when it comes to RMDs. We're going to find out from Malia next about what those QCDs are and how they can help you and your charity. We'll find out from Malia next. And of course, we'll take your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have a question for CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their office here in Madison. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Great opportunity. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, get you on the air right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment conversation at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you, and their number 608-442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-S AASfinancial.com. So when we were talking about RMDs, and CJ used three letters, which is QCD. So what exactly do we need to know when it comes to RMDs and charitable giving, and where do those QCDs fit into this stuff, Malia?
Yeah, another acronym we all have to remember. You know, and it's funny, when we talk about these things on the radio show, we make them sound like they're so new, and they're really not. QCDs actually were made permanent back in 2015. They were even around before that, but they were just actually made permanent in 2015. And that was with the PATH Act, Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes, which everybody likes that. So really, again, many people are unaware of this opportunity. And the reason for that is that we really didn't see so many people taking advantage of this until we started having the higher standard deductions that we've had in the last couple of years. And therefore, many people no longer can itemize because their standard deduction is a better situation for them than itemizing. So utilize your required minimum distribution using this QCD rule can perhaps lower your taxability. So we would suggest, our disclosure is that, you know, you meet with your accountant, also your financial advisor, and see if this strategy might make sense for your own situation. So qualified charitable distribution rule, and it provides you the opportunity to transfer up to $100,000 per taxpayer per year from your IRA directly from the IRA custodian to a qualified charity. So make sure it has to come directly from the custodian. It can't come from the custodian to you, and then you write a check out and send it to your charity. It does not work that way. It has to come from custodian to custodian. And so this is only available for IRAs and individuals who have reached 70 and a half years old. So this age was not adjusted with the SECURE Act. It stayed in place. So in other words, even before you're required to begin your RMD withdrawals, you can interact with QCDs to reduce your taxable income if you're charitably minded. So it's nice to know some people. Is, oh, I see. So I could actually reduce my future RMDs by starting with the QCDs a year and a half before I'm forced to start withdrawing my RMDs. Because those RMDs are calculated off the December 31st close of your account balances. So many people say, well, let's start reducing that balance down so I am, quote, not forced to take more and pay more taxes. So there's a lot of things going on in this. So unlike conventional RMDs, QCDs, this is the kicker, are not subject to ordinary federal income. Any amount that's processed as a QCD counts towards your RMD requirement, if you are of RMD age, reduces the taxable amount of your IRA distribution, which lowers your adjusted gross income and the taxable amount on your IRA, which results in a smaller tax liability. And of course, the charity is getting the money tax-free. So it's really a win-win for all parties, which we love to see when people are, again, charitably minded, also being able to help lower their taxability. So for a QCD to count towards your current year's RMD, another thing to note is that the fund your IRA by your RMD deadline, which is December 31st of each year. So please plan ahead. You still have time to do this. Don't wait till December 25th to say, I should do this. Make plans now or early next year for tax year 2022, if that's something you're and remember, what constitutes a charity? So eligible qualified charities include 501c3 organizations, houses of worship. And remember that your children are not a charity. They just seem like they are, but they're not. And the IRS doesn't view them that way. So also remember, donor advised funds and so-called supporting organizations are not permitted to receive QCDs on a tax advantage basis. So we'll talk about donor advised funds in a minute. So and also remember, when you participate in a QCD transaction, you don't also get to take a charitable deduction. So you will have satisfied your distribution requirement and you won't have had to pay taxes, income taxes on that money. But you don't, on the other side, get to also take it as a deduction in that case. So you can't have it all, but this is a great, great strategy in your situation.
Really great, great tools and great strategies to be talking about. And you heard Malia mention donor advised funds. We'll find out what those are all about. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia next. In the meantime, if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ and Malia of Claus Financial. You can learn more about Claus Financial online, their website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus. Don't forget you can learn more online, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. I haven't mentioned the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which is a great feature that they provide at Claus Financial. You can get signed up online at ClausFinancial.com. Just scroll down to the bottom. You'll see that envelope that says Let's Connect. You put in your email there and then you'll get a weekly email with a snapshot not only of the most recent podcast but also what's been going on in the market markets. It's a really, really convenient little update that they send you each week. Again, just head on over to ClausFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about RMDs and QCDs, and now we're going to talk about donor-advised funds, and let's talk about what those are and if they are an option to save some taxes.
Yes, and of course, there's an acronym for this one as well, Sean. It's DAF.
Okay.
Because we're too lazy to say donor advised funds, so we have to say DAF. But listen, let me actually, before I talk about donor advised funds, let me just take a step back. Malia did a great job of outlining how the required minimum distribution rules can interact with the qualified charitable distribution rules. But what I found is that often people will get confused by, like, why should I do that? They don't get the tax consequences. So I just want to give you a quick example. If I am a 73-year-old individual and between a pension and Social Security, I have, say, $50,000 of income, taxable income. And then because I'm 73, I also have a required minimum distribution, hypothetically, from my IRA. And let's just call that another $10,000. So $50,000 plus $10,000, I'm up to $60,000 of taxable income. If I receive all of that income and then I give $10,000 to my charity out of my checking account, because my standard deduction is higher than that charitable donation, I get no tax benefit. Oh. Okay, that's the way it works. I get no tax benefit. Now, it's still good that you gave to the charities, but you didn't get any tax benefit by giving to them. If instead I called up my financial advisor and said, hey, I don't need that $10,000. I'm just going to give it to the charity anyways. You do it for me, right? So have your advisor do it for you out of the account. You then would only get taxed on $50,000 instead of $60,000.
Oh, nice.
Thereby getting the equivalent of what would be very similar to a $10,000 deduction. Now, it's not a deduction, actually. You're just bypassing the income, but it's very similar to the equivalent. So hopefully that's helpful in terms of just a little anecdotal situation, but just something to keep in mind. Now, to your point, Sean, as we talk about donor advised funds, these were established in the 1930s and have become very popular in recent years because of what Malia mentioned earlier, which is that the standard deduction doubled not too long ago in 2017. A donor advised fund is a charitable investment account held at a financial institution or community foundation. It's another conduit that offers some tax efficiency for your gifts, and they allow you to maximize your contributions, track donations, and streamline philanthropic endeavors. So according to a study by the National Philanthropic trust. In 2019, there were over 700,000 individual donor advised fund accounts in the U.S. holding more than $142 billion in assets. Giving from donor advised funds now accounts for over 12% of all gifting in America today. So let me set up just kind of a big picture here, what a donor advised fund is and why some people choose to use them. So I mentioned previously that if your giving to charities does not exceed, well, your giving plus other what are called SALT deductions and interest deductions, if your total itemized deductions, including your giving, does not exceed your standard deduction, which is, by the way, the case for the vast majority of Americans. If your giving does not exceed your standard deduction, then there is no tax benefit to you out of those gifts. So what some people will do is they will give multiple years of gifts in 1 year. This is known as a tax bunching strategy, where instead of giving maybe $20,000, you give $100,000. Now, I know these are big numbers, but just stick with me. If you do that in a year, obviously you're going way above the standard, right? Way, way above the standard deduction, and you're getting a tax benefit by bunching multiple years into 1 year. However, most people don't want to literally give all that money to the ending charities, because that would mean for the next 4 years they're not giving anything. So bunching is great, except for they don't want it to actually go to the ending institution.
Okay.
So that's where a donor advised fund comes in. Basically, a donor advised fund is a middle ground. It is a charity, so you are giving the money away. It is an irrevocable gift to a charity, but that charity is actually held by the custodian. Like Fidelity has one of the largest donor advised funds in the world. You give to that charity, and then you can, at any point in any year, give out of that fund to your ending donation. Think your church. Right. So let's say you normally give $10,000 a year to your church. Well, then you just pull it out of your donor advised fund every year for the next 5 years. So it acts as this middle ground where you're not giving it to its final resting place. You're giving it into a middle ground space where the money can continue to grow tax free. You can actually continue to invest it if you want to. And then you give it out of that donor advised fund to the final entity. So we would say, speak to your accountant about this, your financial advisor. It needs to be something that you really slow down and evaluate if you can afford, if it's right for you. But we have found a lot of value in these donor advised funds.
Did I hear you use the word irrevocable as well?
I did. Okay. Yes. So the contributions. Exactly. So that's where I say you have to slow down, because while it's a great strategy, it's not a revocable strategy. So if you're going to put $100,000, like my example, into a donor advised fund, you have to make sure you can afford to do so.
Really important things to keep in mind. By the way, as we talk with CJ and Malia each week, we know sometimes you get a little busy. You love having the show on. You may have a question. You don't get a chance to call, or maybe an experience you'd like to share. You can always submit a question or a comment to be talked about in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Just head on over to Klaas Financial's website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Maybe we'll read your question right on the air with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Again, you can submit it right online at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you withdraw less than your RMD, that's your required minimum distribution, in a given year, how much of a penalty will you have to pay? Is it 10% or 50%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer, win that prize, that $25 gift card to Starbucks. And again, don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out with you guys. You have a fantastic day. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Kevin Clark comes your way next with a MDR Home Show here on 1310 WIBA.
The This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.